Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope you're feeling good out there. Welcome to the morning show at WFHR, 8:04 on the clock. Got Melissa and James here with you, and we're joined right now by our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you.
Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good to hear you, Paul. We had our phones down yesterday. We weren't able to touch base with you. How you doing?
Not too bad. I was wondering if the snow blew them down or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I actually was wondering for a second there. I almost messaged you guys off air and everything, like, hey, it wasn't personal. And just because we got the bad weather didn't mean that we didn't want to talk to you. Or like
our relationship is not over.
We're giving you the silent treatment or something like that because we didn't like the weather. Paul, I don't like to keep you, Paul, but I did. I couldn't wait to talk to you this morning because I did see last night that we had some record things happen over the last couple of days. I don't know if you saw this or not. Yesterday we had a record amount of snow, 2.8 inches, when we had two before that back in 1907. And then I see in 1949 we had 33 inches. Our record cold temperature, we had 32 yesterday as a record low. The previous record was 33 back in 1949. Did you happen to see any of that?
Yeah, and certainly, our record snowfall, we got lucky. It's as hard as it is to imagine, we got pretty lucky. We hit a record amount of snowfall, but we could have had a lot worse. I heard not too far west, you guys, we got nailed with like 18 to 20 inches out towards Loyal and Neillsville, that area.
Yeah, so, Melissa lives out in Abbotsford, a little out that way. And yeah, she knows exactly what you're talking about.
We got lots of snow.
What is it looking like for today and going forward here, Paul?
It is looking quite nice out there today, certainly compares in the last couple of days here for us. We enjoy that sunshine and temperatures on the way to the about 47. Winds out of the northwest, still around 10 to 20. But otherwise tonight, clear into the evening. Some clouds roll in late, lows to about 29. And that looks like we'll get into some rain showers here on Wednesday with this next system already building in. So not a lot of respite between that one that hit us yesterday still and the one coming up here tomorrow. 44 on Wednesday. More showers Wednesday night, 38. And then rain showers Thursday, mid-50s. Winds out of the southeast, 10 to 20. Scattered showers Thursday night, mid-30s. Friday's high is about 50 with more clouds and sun, maybe a couple showers. Shower chance turns to a few snow showers Friday night, 29 for the low. Still pretty chilly into the weekend with these temps with about 44. Some clouds Saturday, maybe a few snow showers or some rain mixed in. And then more upper 40s by Sunday with lingering clouds and breaks of sun. Back into some 50s early next week. But our kind of rough ride of spring weather continues here a little bit more longer yet.
We're definitely going to be earning those 50s. We got to work for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Appreciate you, Paul. It is really good to talk to you. We'll talk more tomorrow. You have a great day, sir.
You bet. You guys, too.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Best in the business right there, friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. That's good to talk to him.
Yeah, and it doesn't honestly sound all that bad.
No. Now, if it was June, this would really be really bad.
In April.
Yeah, I thought the last couple of weeks were a gift, and was just enjoying wearing tennis shoes.
It was just crazy to have 80-degree weather.
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Like, literally crazy. Like, it's not like we're just throwing that around. Like, that's insane. That should not be happening, really, usually and stuff. So, interesting. We'll talk more with Paul tomorrow. Looking forward to that. So, I don't know. I think some positive stuff on the horizon.
I think the snows will be melting, but watch your basements for flooding, and obviously be careful around running the rivers right now because things are running high and it's dangerous, so be careful.
Yeah, I got a bunch of my friends that are love fishing and everything, and were asked me to bring that up on the air, reminding fishermen out there that the water, you know, it's getting high. Hey, you could drop your line and 5 minutes later, you know, have to move because of the water and everything.
Well, and they're also recommending to be careful on riverbanks because they're not, you know, on their normal spot, and with the water's rising. And so your friend's got it right. Be careful.
He was fishing over in Nakusa, and he sets his line. He's sitting there, and all of a sudden his feet are getting wet. He's like, oh, I got to back up here and everything. Mm-hmm. Today is tax day, and very few people enjoy doing their taxes, even if they have an accountant to do the heavy lifting, and even if they're getting money back from the government. What's that like? I've never heard of that. In a new poll, people would rather do these not-so-fun things than their taxes. And I just kind of find these things funny. You know,
it's what
just,
would you rather do?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Normally, in real life, I'll be honest, I think I like when a friend asks me...
Would you rather?
Yeah. I always find those questions like frustrating. Because you never would rather do either one of the
right.
things.
Right, there are always two choices you don't really want to deal with.
My friends know I don't like them, so of course they like to do that to me all the time.
That
and
makes
stuff.
Perfect
so
sense.
This one's kind of fun to me. In a new poll, people would rather do these not so fun things than their taxes. 49% of people would rather go through jury duty.
You know, and I would agree with that because I actually found jury duty fascinating.
Mm.
The one of the trials that I had to sit through was awful. But the other one was like a traffic situation with a small domestic dispute that wasn't violent towards people. So just watching the process in person was really interesting, I found.
As if the audience didn't think I wasn't weird enough already, I'm just going to add to that factor a little bit. Not only have I never done jury duty, I'm one of the few people that wants to. Like, I grew up in a law family. My mom's side of the family were all attorneys and stenographers
so you have some
and everything.
Insight into it.
Yeah, and I've always just found law interesting.
Pick me.
I have also had to go to court quite a few times in my life, and that is not as much fun. That is not as interesting.
No, much better to be in the jury box than outside of it.
Yeah, I'd like to know what that's like. I feel like that's going to be kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I know I haven't done it before, though, either, so I don't know if I'd like it or not. I just know I'd like to experience.
I think it's something that all people should experience.
Oh, I definitely think that. I agree with that.
Working in fast food restaurants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It gives you a perspective into humanity that I think is very beneficial.
If I could piggyback off that, I think everybody should do some form of retail. Some form of working with customers and knowing what it's like to be a consumer, to be a, you know, a retailer.
On the opposite side
of it and everything. Yep. I like that idea a lot. That's a great idea. 36% would rather talk to their kids about the birds and the bees.
Well, it's a necessary conversation that you need to have.
Yeah.
So, anyways, might as well get it out of the way one of these years when it's age appropriate.
I did have this conversation with my son and my youngest daughter, but I didn't really have the conversation with my dad. Where I was growing up in the city, all my friends were like 3-4 years older than me. So my buddy Johnson and Jamal, they were the ones that told me about the birds and the bees. My dad comes to me one day, probably a year, I don't know how long later, but it was much later, and like, hey, Jimmy, we ever talk about, you know, like what? He's like, you know. I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? He's like, you know, bow chicka chick bow wow.
Great, Dad. Great.
I'm like, I already know. He's like, cool. That was it. That was the end of the conversation. Mm.
My parents gave me a book.
Oh, okay.
But I would say that it's better if the parent can have the conversation with the child so they're not finding out about it from their friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My sister and my youngest brother and stuff, I'm positive that my mother and daughter had the conversation with them. My mother and dad had the conversation with them and everything. I was different. I grew up fast and I was a knucklehead and it was very difficult for them to...
Well, and it is a difficult conversation to have, but it's a necessary one.
Yeah. 26% would rather miss a connecting flight. Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, I would not rather do that.
No, no.
No.
No, forget that. Nah, nah. 16% would rather spend a night in jail. Those are people who have never spent a night in jail. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that those are people who have never actually spent a night in jail.
I'm going to concur with that.
As somebody who has spent a night in jail, I will tell you, I will do your taxes and my taxes before spending a night in jail.
Agreed.
Ain't nobody that's ever spent a night in jail that would agree, that would actually say that.
They've only seen it on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Or those reality jail shows.
And much like action movies, just because you've seen an action movie doesn't mean you know how you would handle a gun being pointed at you. No different than how you would handle a night in jail. They're not like the movies.
Nope.
Nothing like the movies.
And you probably don't get your own cell.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You damn sure don't. 15% would rather swim with sharks. You're fools. As you're being eaten by the shark, are you thinking, oh, if only I had just stayed home and done my taxes?
No, like, but they know how to stop it. You just got to bop them on the nose,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
but the word in there is the plural form of shark. Sharks.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah. You might be able to get the one guy off,
right?
But I don't know his
What about
buddy.
The guy behind him?
That's a good point. I didn't catch that. I also feel like that whole bopping on the nose thing is something that I'm actually like a shark's got my leg and I'm trying it and the shark's just like looking at me like, so? I'm a shark. You realize I've never had to evolve. I'm the only thing on this planet that has never, you've had to evolve. Your species has had to evolve more than mine. I'm a shark. I've been this way since day one.
Now, if there was a cage involved, like inside the cage, sharks on the outside, sure. I'll do that before I do my taxes. Because that would be interesting.
I'm very intrigued to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The whole being in a cage when the sharks are around, swimming around juice thing.
Yeah.
I'm very intrigued by that. However, I'm not going into one of those rickety cages.
Oh, no.
I'm not going into one
this
of those.
This has got to be like a titanium.
Yeah, this isn't something I'm paying a guy $5 and, you know, he's got this little cage he just whips into the water.
No.
I'm checking this thing out before. I'm getting in it before it even gets in the water and checking it out, like moving bars and mm-hmm. everything and checking.
Testing all the connections.
How's the lock on this thing? All right, I got it. The guy's telling me, he's like, you realize the sharks don't have fingers, right?
Right, or keys.
Like, I don't know. I'm not taking any chances. No, my luck, I'll get down there, and I think I got the sharks up. I got the upper hand on the shark, and all of a sudden, he's got like a locksmith.
Octopus comes by.
The octopus comes by.
Let me just open this up.
He's a lock picker. He's like, wait a minute. Pull me up.
I need to escape.
13% would rather drink expired milk. Again, you haven't done it. If you've drank an expired milk.
No thanks.
God bless her. I miss her every day. My nana treated me like a king, literally.
Oh, I remember this story.
Yeah.
She sends me to school with the expired milk. Oh, nah.
She never forgave herself for it. I never was mad at her for it
but that's not something you do on purpose and you would feel horrible about. I would rather do my taxes.
Yeah. That had to have been like sixth grade or something like that. Mm. I can still remember the taste of that. Like,
little.
Yeah. Oh. Those things would go only get you one free pass on doing your taxes. But hypothetically, what would you do to be able to live tax-free forever? 39% said they would move to a different country.
Okay.
That may involve some other things, too.
Right.
37% would get an IRS tattoo. Okay, interesting. That's kind of funny.
That is funny.
Why are you walking around with an IRS tattoo?
Because now I don't have to pay my taxes.
And I'd be so proud of that. Yeah,
right?
I'd be very proud of that.
Like, put it on my forehead.
I would say I would get that if I didn't have to get it somewhere too obvious.
Like your forehead?
Yeah. But at the same time, that, you know, yeah. 23% would stop talking for 6 months.
Stop talking for 6 months.
Yeah. We literally can't do that. It's kind of our job. It's kind of maybe a little tough for us.
Mm-hmm.
22% would give up sex. You're insane.
Yeah.
You're insane.
Or you just don't enjoy sex.
Now this one, the other things I was saying that you haven't experienced. You haven't experienced a night in jail or drank expired milk or whatever. This one, I'm you haven't been without it. If you've been without it, you would not give it up. 22%. That's insane. 14% would name a child taxes.
That's just mean. That's mean because it doesn't really do anything to you.
Taxes, come here, taxes. Time to come in for dinner.
That sounded like you were calling your dog, James.
It does. No teacher would ever believe taxes. Is taxes here today? No teacher's ever going to believe that name. That poor child.
That's just wrong.
Is it any better than Apple or like some of the names that celebrities give their kids, though?
No, it's not better.
It's not better, but it's also not great.
But it's also not a good alternative to getting out of paying your taxes because it doesn't affect you.
No,
it affects somebody else.
Yeah, that ain't right. That ain't right.
Would have to change your name to taxes.
That's a different story, yes. And 10% would spend 3 years cleaning prison toilets.
Yeah, I do that.
I'll say that I do that, and I also assume that I thought the 3 years was awfully detailed. Like that, mm-hmm. that seems very specific.
Specific three amount of time.
Specific year, like 3 years. That threw me off a little bit.
Well, it's got to be worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the moving to another country thing, are you thinking that other countries don't, like, charge taxes? Because, the whole Cayman Islands thing, like, about, like, hiding your money in the Cayman Islands or something like that. Like, I think people really over-exaggerate that stuff. Again, not like the movies.
No, not like the movies. But also, I don't understand how taxes are different elsewhere, obviously. And I don't understand how they are. Maybe there are places where... I think that they're automatically taken out. Like, well, that people don't have to file their taxes, but it's they still are paying taxes.
There are remote islands, the Middle East, Somalia, places like that, off the top of my head, that don't. But, yeah, for the most part.
There's other things about living in Somalia that maybe wouldn't be so great.
I'm guessing that especially, I love this idea. The idea of this type of American that the government's insane, blah, 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 everything's horrible, blah, I want to go back to a better time and all these things and stuff. You know what? I'm moving. I'll show them. I'm going to move out of this country. That's how what I'll do. And then you show up in the Middle East. Yeah, yeah, and see how long you last. Mm. I mean, the heat alone would probably destroy most Americans over there, let alone the lack of freedoms that we experience here.
Yeah.
People just don't, and I am included in this, we just don't understand what we have. No. I appreciate it every day, and I don't think I appreciate it enough. I've never lived in another country. I've never even been outside of America. I literally don't know, have any better idea. What I do know is having friends and know people from other countries, having relatives from other countries, and being an immigrant family, and understanding how damn fortunate I am to have been born in this country, that my brother and sister were, that my children were, like appreciating what we have. Doesn't mean that you cannot hold this country accountable. Like,
right.
There's this weird balance of, like, only certain people can complain about America. Otherwise, the other people that do are un-American. Like, that makes no sense. It's because I love this country. It's because I hold it accountable for its things that means I love it. Mm-hmm. You don't love something if you don't hold it accountable.
No, you just put it up on a pedestal, that doesn't love. Serve the purpose.
That's fascination. That's obsession. That's not love. There is an issue with a lot of fellow Americans of ours with the difference of loving your country and being obsessed and looking insane. There's a huge difference between those two.
Yes.
We deal with this in life all the time. If you have a loved one, do you let them get away with bloody murder? Do you just let them roll game on you and then never hold them accountable for anything? Of course
take
not.
Take advantage of you
that's not love.
Set boundaries. That is not love.
That's not love. If you really love this country, you not only can hold it up for its positive, but also hold it accountable for its negatives.
Nobody is above the law.
No one. No thing is. Absolutely. I feel like doing some celebrating. How do you feel about that, Melissa?
Yeah, let's do
that. We'll come back after our commercial break and do Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And if you are celebrating a birthday today or any of these days coming up, get on over there, let them know it's your birthday, and you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Pie is good.
Good stuff right there, that's for sure. Melissa, I need you to give me a 1 through 3.
Let's go with 2.
All right, that gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Robert Hilke.
Oh, happy birthday, Robert.
Robert can't qualify. He is Pam's brother-in-law, and we wish a good morning to Robert out in Palatine. Great man. Great guy.
Awesome.
Love Robert. Good guy. Happy birthday, Robert. Enjoy your day. Yeah. Also want to wish a happy birthday to Leah Brost.
Ooh, happy birthday, Leah.
Leah's awesome. She's one of the stylists over at Fantastic Sam's, along with Kelly, the girl who does my hair and everything.
Nice.
Leah's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have a great day, Leah. Enjoy
it. Appreciate our hairstylist.
Absolutely. Yes.
We really got that feeling during the pandemic. Uh-huh. Like, when we weren't able to get to our stylists, like, a lot of people were really missing their hairstylists.
Mm-hmm.
Also want to wish a very happy birthday to a former colleague of ours, Mr. Mark Erdman.
Ooh, happy birthday, Mark.
Former employee of WFHR and WWRW Radio. Mark, we saw Mark a little while ago when we had our open house and everything. Mark came by and everything. It was good to see him. Hope you're doing well, Mark. Enjoy your day, sir. And our qualifier today, Darcy Laudenbach.
Happy birthday, Darcy.
Darcy, enjoy your day. I've mentioned this before because I believe we've had Darcy's name before. One of my favorite, I love that name. Darcy's a great name. Laudenbach's a great name, too. Like, both of those, great.
Just double whammy there.
Yeah, it's a great
way
name.
To go, Darcy.
Darcy's our qualifier. Congratulations, Darcy. We want to thank everybody that sent us these birthdays and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them coming, everybody. Keep sending them to us. We want to have more and more of our local birthdays. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can email James. Email me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm. You can send it on our Facebook page. Any way you got to get it to us, and we will love to celebrate you.
Mm-hmm. Taking a look at our celebrity list real quick. Let's see here. Allie Shawcott is 34. I have never known how to say her last name. I feel horrible. She's a great actor. She is Maybe on Arrested Development.
Oh, okay.
She was in a TV show, Search Party. I don't know if that's still on or not, but I saw the first season and she was good in it. She's a good actor. She's gotten starting to directing too. But she's good at what she does.
Okay.
Let's see here. America Ferrara is 39.
Really?
She was, of course, Betty on Ugly Betty. That's where she got her big break and everything. Amy on Superstore. She's good. I like her. She's mm-hmm. a good actor.
Yeah, no, I very much enjoy her as well. I'm surprised she's that old.
Yeah. The really talented Reeve Carney is 40. He was Riff Raff in the Rocky Horror Picture Show remake, the immortal Dorian Gray in Penny Dreadful.
Oh.
He was really good in Penny Dreadful. That was an underrated TV show. That was a pretty good show.
I watched it.
It was pretty good. I didn't like the way it ended. I didn't like a lot of the third season, but it was pretty darn good right up until then.
Oh, he's in Hadestown?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's another one. Miguel Cabrera is 40 years old, Detroit Tigers MVP. Miggy signed a 10-year record-breaking contract back in 2004 that netted him almost $300 million. That's what they say about him? Wow. Miguel Cabrera is also the last guy to hit for the Triple Crown. Like, many of us baseball fans got to see somebody actually hit the Triple Crown in our lifetime. That's when you lead the league in runs, home runs, RBIs, and batting average.
Really?
Yeah, and he led the league in all three of those. Like, that's incredible. That's the only time any of us, at least most of us, have ever seen it in our lifetimes. It's incredible. They should be mentioning that about him.
And his name is Miguel and his nickname is Miggy.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. That's a great nickname, right? Yeah. Baseball has the best nicknames. They definitely do. Kourtney Kardashian is 44. I don't mean this in a mean way, but I know literally nothing about the Kardashians other than that their names. So I'm not at all trying to be mean here. Just, you know, I move on. I don't want it to seem like I'm trying to be mean. I just don't know anything about
them. I just couldn't care less.
Yeah, it's just not my thing. Melissa Joan Hart is 47.
Aha.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch, yes. Melissa and Joey. She was also on the short-lived Netflix show No Good Nick. I like her.
Mm-hmm.
She does a lot of self-deprecating cameos and things like that I always find funny.
And she was in a lot of my childhood, it seems like, that
yes.
She was very, the Clarissa, I saw that a few times, Sabrina, of course.
I forgot about Clarissa Explains It All.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister was a big fan of that. She was a big fan of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and I hadn't really thought about this, but yeah, you're right. She was a big part of a lot of kids' childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw any of those shows, but I know my sister really loved them. Eli Roth is 51. Good director. Death Wish, Hostel. He's done a lot of those kind of movies, but he's a very good director. One of my favorite actors in the world, Mr. David Tennant, is 52 today.
Wow.
David Tennant, very famously known as he was the 10th Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much where he got his big name. A lot of people also got turned on to him by playing Kilgrave in Jessica Jones.
Okay.
Such a good villain. So good at it. Borderline, bothersome. He was so good.
Well, I'm glad I didn't see that before I saw Broadchurch, because he made a really great detective in that show.
Underrated show.
It was really good.
He's so good. One of the things I love about David Tennant is the way he brings up other actors. Mm-hmm. Like not to say those actors aren't good, but that shows a perfect example of how he brings up other actors. Also, Good Omens on Amazon.
Yes, I was going to mention that one too.
Him as Crowley is, I've read the book.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed the book, and it's why I was going to watch the show. And then I see him and Michael Shannon are co-doing the roles together. And they're lifetime friends. They've done theater together and all this. The chemistry in that between those two is some of the best chemistry I've ever seen. And David Tennant brought from page to screen Crowley. Like, that is Crowley. He was perfect. There's nobody else that could play him. He was so good. God, I love David Tennant. So good. Maria Bello is 56, forensic psychologist Jacqueline Sloan on NCIS. She was also a Dr. Anna on ER.
Oh, yeah.
Arguably the best boss I've ever had, Mr. Conan O'Brien, is 60 today. Ah, the redheaded scarecrow turns the big 6-0 today. I got to message him. I have to message him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he reads my messages. I don't.
Well, he doesn't hurt to try.
Once. He responded once.
Well, there
to
you
one.
Go. Yeah, so that was nice. He must have read it once.
I can't imagine how many people he's had work for him over the years. That while I look a little silly and everything, and look like a fellow scarecrow, I don't know if he'd remember me. But I know how many times I've told this story, and I'm going to continue until as long as he's with us and everything. I go see his show, and I'm a lifetime fan of his. I know his whole background. I know he got his start on The Simpsons, on Saturday Night Live, and went to The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. He's had the career that I've wanted my whole life and everything. I get in front of him for the first time, and I'm nervous as all get out.
Of course.
And the guy that was a writer on his show and stuff, he's introducing me and the other actors I was there with and everything, and gets to me, and he's like, hey, and this kid's a writer, too. You should hire him and everything. And Conan looks at me, does a up and down, and goes, oh, no, he's too handsome to work here. And I think now he's obviously joking, but to me, as somebody who's looked up to him my whole career, and I see my career flashing before my eyes, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm dreading and like ready to panic in this moment. I look at him and I'm not thinking. I'm like, I can do ugly. I can do ugly. And I made him laugh. And he's like, well, man, you know, and he starts talking to somebody, one of the producers or something like that, and he comes back after a little while before we left. He's like, what are you doing for work and everything? And you know, other than the acting and stuff, you ever done any intern work or anything like that? Come by tomorrow. Next 6 months of my life to a year, I was showing up in the Berkeley studios. By the time I was leaving, they knew my name when walking in and everything.
Cool.
The writers on that staff, everybody, I don't have that opportunity. And I can't tell you how many doors have opened up for me because of that opportunity, all because he gave me an opportunity.
Yeah,
just
gave
me
a chance. Cool. Good guy.
Couldn't have treated us better on set. I saw Conan do such a good job with people that were nervous before they went on air, and they go on air with him, and he's just they're completely relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anybody so good at what they do as Conan O'Brien. Not Robert Downey Jr., not Robert Duvall, not anybody I've ever been around as far as names, you know, big names or whatever, mm-hmm. That is so natural and so good at what they do. And what you see is what you get. When you see Conan O'Brien interviewing people, and you see him talking in interviews and such, that's him. He's the real deal. Like, that, just a good person. Just a good human being.
Nice.
Happy 60th, Conan. Eric McCormick is 60 also. Will Truman on Will and Grace. Grant and Travelers. I like Eric McCormick. Good guy. Good actor. Comedian Jeff Dunham is 61. And he's steak. He's the ventriloquist that brought us Ahmed and Jose and Peanut. Isn't mm-hmm. Peanut one of it? The famous one? I think it's Peanut that's the famous one. Yeah.
Could be. I'm not sure.
He's funny. And his stand-up can get a little raunchy sometimes, too. So that's
interesting. I never really got into that.
The great Jane Leaves is 62. Daphne on Frasier. Joy on Hot in Cleveland. She's coming back as Daphne on the reboot of Frasier.
Oh.
And let's see here as we look to wrap up our list. The great Rick Moranis is 70 today.
Oh, really?
Ghostbusters, Spaceballs, Honey, I Shrunk the Kid.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kid.
Little Shop of Horrors, Parenthood, Barney Rubble and the Flintstones. Mentioned this before. Why did Rick Moranis ever go away? All those hits. He's the king of the 80s and into the 90s and all this. He lost his wife.
and decided that, you know, hey, I want to be a dad. Mm-hmm. I want to take care of my kids.
Yep.
And it's great to see that now he's working again. He's doing little projects here and there and everything. His kids are older. He's able to do this now. And I just admire that so much as somebody who has fought every day since I was 7 years old to get that acting break. I can't imagine walking away unless it was for my kids.
Yeah. And he's never remarried.
Being honest, recently I've been thinking more and more about my future and what I want to do with it. Mm-hmm. And do I want to... We've had some things go on that have made me question about if I want to stay here and continue this. And obviously, if I'm not going to be here, I'm an actor. I'm going to go act.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to make it as an actor, there's a lot of ways you can do it nowadays with Skype and Zoom. But you really want to do it, you got to be in the heart of things. I got to be in Los Angeles, in New York, in Chicago. That's where I got to go. So my mind was starting to go there. But the first thing I thought of was I'd be moving away from my kids.
Yep.
I wouldn't be able to have lunch with my daughter anytime I want or those things.
Mm-hmm.
And the decision was made for me.
Yeah.
Like I'm whatever happens to me here or anything is one thing. But as far as me moving to Chicago or any of those things, those days are over, I think. Like I'm not saying I you know, I'm set here living here the whole rest of my life or wherever my kids move, I'm going to move or something like that. But for as long as I have this, as long as we have it, you don't know where life's going to take you.
No.
As long as I got it, I'm going to take advantage of being able to have coffee with my kids anytime I want and those kind of things.
Family is important.
So Rick Moranis was a big influence for me as a young person, learning from his as an actor, his comedic timing, a lot of that stuff I learned from. I didn't expect that as an adult, his lesson would be a lesson for me as
what
well.
What priorities are important.
I don't want to sound like I know it all what he went through or any of those things.
No.
It's not at all the same thing. What he did was much different, but just was an influence on me. Definitely had an impact.
Yeah.
That is going to do it for our list for today. We don't have any people no longer with us. That's interesting. Ooh. I don't think we've ever had that before. That's wow. Did want to mention that it is Adult Autism Awareness Day. That is an important one. Wanted to take the time to mention that. We focus on young people quite often. We have no idea how many of our fellow adults are running around right now with autism that don't even know it. Because it was not diagnosed or something like that.
Yeah, and just have learned to deal with the way that their brain is different.
Yeah.
To be able to function in society.
Do hope and do wish for awareness and grace for that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody celebrating a birthday out there, we wish you a great one. Robert Hilke, have a good birthday.
Yeah.
Leah, have a good one. Mark, have a good one. And our qualifier, Darcy Laudenbach, have a great birthday. Enjoy your day.
Happy birthday, everybody. Head over to Misty's, get some pie.
Yeah, yeah. Take a listen to Melissa's News and get yourself to treat yourself and get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I know I can dance. I believe Melissa can dance.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know what Phil Collins and Genesis are talking about here.
Me either. I've never heard this song.
Oh, it's I Can't Dance. I don't know if it's, I think it's Genesis. I don't know if it's Phil Collins or Genesis. One or the other. Melissa and James here with you. 8:43 on the clock. Got some good stuff coming up for you here. This is an interesting one from Mickey D's. As far as fast food news goes, this is about as big as it gets.
Really?
McDonald's is changing its burgers, including their Big Mac recipe.
What?
They claim all the changes will make their burgers better, and the fans should be excited.
Okay.
Here's what's going to be happening at your at all of the McDonald's. This is every McDonald's.
All right, McDonald's, what are you up to?
The Big Mac is getting more Big Mac sauce. A writer for People magazine tried it. She says it makes it more like a messy pub burger than a, quote, run-of-the-mill drive-thru thing.
Okay, I can get behind this.
The buns are changing, too. They'll be softer than before. McDonald's describes them as pillowy buns that are freshly toasted to a golden brown.
So almost more like a brioche bun.
Sounds like, a little closer to maybe a Culver's bun or a pub bun. Sticking to that theme.
Mm-hmm.
The cheese will be meltier. It's not clear if they're changing the type of cheese or just melting it more. The onions are also changing. Instead of tossing them on at the end, they'll add them to the burger on the grill to create a more caramelized flavor.
Okay.
Okay, I got to be honest right away. I'm not a McDonald's person. Mm-hmm. I don't eat McDonald's very often at all, if ever. But this, like that right away told me I'm never having a McDonald's burger again. I
don't because you don't like fried onions?
I don't like onions. I don't like onions on my burgers. I don't like the, I always ask for my onions off. Onions are one of those things for me. That if one onion, one little sliver of an onion ends up on my burger, I taste it in the whole burger. I can't. Wow. I hate it. I can't stand it.
I suddenly have so much sympathy for you.
I hate onions.
I really feel bad for you,
really,
James.
Really don't like onions. That's, really not a fan.
How do you live?
Not well. Not well, Melissa. Not well.
I mean, okay. I know I can't really have cheese, but if I couldn't have onions... Man,
I don't
know. Sad, sad life, James.
I will admit that they don't have a great effect on my system. I don't know what it is, but they don't affect my body very well. And so they've done this to me since I was a little kid. I don't know if I am allergic to them. I just know that they have never sat well on my body.
Okay.
And I just don't like the taste. I don't like the flavor. Now, you can't really taste onions. And owning this completely, White Castle is one of my favorite burgers in the world. And they've always put onions on there. And I've never tasted them. but White Castle, but the onions do affect my body. Though they
okay.
do, I don't know what it is, and I don't want to get into too many details here, but they do not fit well with my body.
Okay, that's fair.
The changes don't just apply to Big Macs. They also apply to regular hamburgers, cheeseburgers, double cheeseburgers, and McDoubles. So they're revamping a big chunk of their core burger menu.
Okay, but they're not changing the burger itself.
Doesn't sound like it. It sounded like, at first, I thought that they were changing the meat.
Right.
It doesn't sound like they are. That's my biggest complaint with McDonald's is the meat. So, yeah. The new burgers are already being rolled out in the West Coast. Denver, Seattle, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and L.A. also have them. They'll be everywhere else by the end of next year.
Okay.
They're also using it as a chance to bring back the Hamburglar. They posted two 15-second ads where he scoops out the new burgers through binoculars and then steals them. The last time they used him in ads was back in 2015 when they went with a weird humanoid version, just a guy in a mask. That didn't go well. But they went back to the cartoony version this time. So
okay.
they have brought yeah. back the Hamburglar.
And that's nostalgic for many of us.
Yeah, yeah.
This is probably a smart move by them in some ways, because how many people who... If I go to McDonald's and it's not breakfast time, I will always get a Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the easiest thing for me to order on the menu without cheese. I don't have to worry about ketchup. And often, I'm always tempted to get an extra side of Mac sauce.
Yeah.
Because it's good to dip your fries in,
mm-hmm.
But also more Mac sauce on a burger is always good. I think it's a smart move.
I would rather have seen them working on their meat than any of this.
Well,
but you know, I agree with you. And this is, I'm sorry, you were going to say something.
I was just going to say, from their point of view, mm-hmm. cost effectiveness, this is cheaper
yeah,
for
yeah,
them.
Very true.
And then that's the next question. Are prices going to go up?
Yeah, because they didn't mention a thing about that. And
nope.
the fact that they didn't mention a thing about that tells you that I would be shocked if
all
it
of
didn't
these
go
good
up.
Changes are coming.
Yeah.
Side note, prices are increasing.
Yeah, yeah. Because if they don't say it, then they are. That's the way that it works. That's I mean, in every other form of advertising I've ever seen.
Well, and unfortunately, you know, we're kind of becoming, I want to say, a little numb.
Yeah.
To the fact that prices keep increasing.
Yeah.
But take a step back for a second and look at who's getting the profit from all
yeah.
of this. All these big grocery stores are making huge profits. The egg companies are making huge profits.
Mm-hmm.
They're profit gouging.
The CEOs, you know, exactly, they're the only ones making money off of this. It's not the farmers. It's not retailers. It's not certainly, you know, not people working for, you know, the checkout lines or yeah. anything like that. It's the CEOs that are making money
off
of
this.
Not
the employees at the restaurants.
I will, to give credit where it's earned, I do think McDonald's has always been really good at playing offense and not defense, getting ahead of curves, being ahead. They were getting into the green thing long before they were offering salads, long before a lot of other people were. And
having college savings accounts
yeah.
for
yeah.
their employees. I mean, they're not, they're not doing everything wrong.
None of this made it sound more appealing to me as somebody who, like I said, doesn't go to McDonald's once a year, possibly, or something like that. But they're not necessarily worrying about the people like me.
Right.
They do a pretty good job of taking care of their core audience, which is massive.
Right.
It's huge. They're the biggest game in town when it comes to fast food, and always have been. As long in our whole lifetimes, they have been.
It does sound like they're putting more on their employees.
Absolutely.
Because adding onions onto the burger on the grill, that's another step, another process. It's messier. And having meltier cheese is messier. It's not going to make me buy more Big Macs, but I'll try one.
I'm glad that comes up because I thought about this with Subway. We did the story a little while ago. Subway is going to be doing the Jimmy John's thing where they're going to have cutters in there now. And you're going to see them cutting the meat and everything. And, oh, that's great. But they're not, like, are they going to train these people? Like, they gave no heads up on this to their, you know, corporate, satellite
The Subways. Franchises.
Yeah, all the franchises and everything. So what's going on with that? Like, there's a word that they're not helping franchises with the expenses of that. Like, I don't know that for sure. That's not a fact I'm reporting. I'm just telling you what I've heard from people who run these franchises.
Well, because there's a lot of training that you got to do if you're going to operate a meat cutter.
Especially, it's not like every Subway has a 30-year-old at it. There's a lot of teenagers working those things.
Well, there's also cutting meat, operating a meat slicer. You have to have the training. You have to be a certain age to do it. You have to be a certain age to clean meat slicers.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, that if their employees are all high school students, that might be problematic.
Going to be, hopefully, you know, they are putting training in those things forward. We'll see. We'll take a break. We'll come back, have some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. CBS News will come in and do their thing. And then, of course, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Lana from Let's Create.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about her. She is a local crafting boutique. Got some fun things going on over there. We're going to talk with her in just a little bit.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. Right now, who doesn't want to live longer? Well, good news and bad news time. The good news, a groundbreaking new study by a neurologist.
Brain doctor.
Neurologist at Johns Hopkins University and a team of Google figured out a pretty easy way to help you live 10 years longer.
Okay.
Now, here's the bad news. There's about to be a whole lot more really bad art and signing on social media and singing on social media.
Okay.
Dyslexia sucks. The study found that you can live 10 years longer just by spending about 45 minutes a day doing some kind of art you enjoy.
Hey.
Whether that's coloring or painting or dancing or singing or knitting or writing poetry or anything. The researchers found that when you really get into your art, the amount of stress chemicals in your body drop fast, and that leads directly to a longer, healthier life, especially if you're doing this every day. Now, they also admit that it doesn't have to be, you know, 45 minutes exactly, but committing 20 to 45 minutes a day to something creative.
And it probably doesn't have to happen all together.
Yeah.
Like, space it throughout your day.
Exactly. I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, that's a big part of this article, because not everybody has a half an hour to just sit there and, you know, color, coloring pictures or something like that or anything. Another part of this is that needs to be noted, too, is they're talking about creativity, problem-solving sort of things. So, say you're a mechanic. That counts. That, you know, you're repurposing an old vehicle or something like that. Get out in the garage, work on that for a half an hour. Same thing. Same thing. You're being creative. Creativity is not just drawing or writing or singing or
painting
anything
or dancing.
That.
It can be in the kitchen.
Yes.
You know, come up with a recipe on your own.
I think maybe you're a parent out there, and you're like, I don't have a second to breathe. I don't have a second to go to the bathroom. How am I going to spend 20 minutes drawing or something like that? You're working on dinner for, you know, you're thinking about what to make for dinner tonight or something like that. Get creative. Let your creative.
Open up your pantry.
Yeah.
Say, all right, toddler. Choose something. It'd be like your own Chopped episode.
Yeah. That's great. Oh, great idea. Yeah.
And what are we going to make with jelly, crackers, and Brussels sprouts.
A little ketchup, maybe, thrown in. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Or everything's red. Like everything we need to make from dinner, from the packaging to the actual product itself. Dinner can only be red.
I talk about this with my students. So good. That's so good. I talk about this with my students from time to time because some of them are coming from walks of life. Like we've had a couple of attorneys who want to be better. They just graduated law school. They got all the knowledge, but they are nervous as all get out about getting in front of a jury or getting in front of other, you know, strangers and
right, public speaking.
Yeah. So we help a lot of people with public speaking and feel more comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them will come into, I'm an attorney, I'm not creative. Like, anytime you're trying to defend your client or something, you're researching how many different cases to find that this one applies to this, and your opening statement is not written for you. You write that. You write your opening statement. You're a creative.
Mm-hmm.
There are creatives in every field. It's actually harder to find somebody who's not a creative, who doesn't use creativity in their work than not.
Let's theorize for a second here, because I'm interested about this topic that you brought up and the fact that we're looking for ways to extend our life, right? I mean, obviously we have for as long as humans have been alive.
Yeah.
But if we look at the life expectancy in the United States, it's actually been going down over the last few years.
Yeah.
I don't know, James, and I'm going to throw out there a what if question here, just something to think about. We have less art in schools. We have less music in schools. We have less of it in our lives. We rely more on something to entertain us, television, you know, whatever the medium that is. Are these two things somehow connected?
Yeah. I don't believe there are coincidences in life. And I think that when you have these things show up and your gut is telling you something, it's right. And I think you're completely right on the right page with this one. We need more of that in our life. We need that. We need more of that in our kids' lives. We need more of that. More of that funded. More of that supported. More after school programs need to be funded. Need to be supported. Our boys and girls clubs. Our we need more of these things. We also need health. We do need health care. But child care is what child I wanted care. To say. We need child care, not just child care, funded child care. There are way too many darn examples, and we let this subject slide for way too darn long. We need to fix child care before we can tackle so many other topics.
Yep. It's hurting our economy.
When we come back, we're going to do that with Lana. Lana's going to fix... No, I'm joking. She's not going to do that. No.
But she will help us be creative.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about Let's Create, her great business. We're going to talk about that when we come back on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.